It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
There were more dust storms in Nebraska yesterday, where the winds lifted the dry topsoil from the fields, creating severe visibility problems along highways, including Interstate 80. There west of York, Nebraska on Sunday, in conditions described by some as dark as night in the daylight, 29 vehicles piled up, sending a dozen people to the hospital. One person died in that spectacular chain reaction crash. We don't hear of dust storms as much as we once did, because of today's field practices, where crop residue from last fall is left on the fields to retain the soil particles. But that particular field in Nebraska where that storm developed along I-80 was in soybeans last fall, with less crop residue in place, and it was a field that had been planted north-south, perpendicular to the highway. That likely was a factor. We're told there was less of a problem there yesterday because the farmer who has that field immediately activated his center pivot irrigation system Sunday after the I-80 crash occurred. From This Week in Agribusiness, it's the week of the Kansas Wheat Tour. Approximately 80 participants representing millers, bakers, producers, traders, government officials, educators, media are expected to be on that three-day tour. It's the first day today. They'll make it tonight to Colby. And then they'll report tomorrow night at Wichita. Finally, Thursday night, they'll meet in Manhattan. They'll announce a final calculated per acre yield total, along with a consensus guess on the crop size. Planting of the corn crop is underway, 17% done nationwide. That's about average. 32% of it is in Illinois statewide as of Sunday. Mondelez, the company that brings you Triscuits, Chips Ahoy, and Nutter Butter, may also now be known for kettle corn Oreos. You know, they had that contest to come up with Oreo cookie flavors, new flavors, and they've narrowed it down to three. Cherry Cola Oreos, Pina Colada Oreos, and yes, those kettle corn Oreos. The creator of the winning flavor gets $500,000. I think I'm going to be voting for the one that goes best with an ice cold glass of milk. Yeah, milk mustache, baby. That's the Morning Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.